You're listening to Fetch Quest episode 31. Fetch Quest podcast episode 31. I'm Neil.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And once again, we use the ever so fantastic program known as Google Hangouts to complete this podcast. Oh, hey, I can see you on the video now.
Good. That's good. That's good.
Are you recording the video too? Because in that case, no. We can put it on YouTube and it's just you.
No. I mean, you could. I'm all for, in-depth media, quality experiences. If this brings that to people, go right ahead and use it.
If you want to see more Jared in your podcast, in your audio podcast.
I don't think you
are. No, don't cover it up. Don't. It's okay.
No, I was moving it. And I was centering it so that people could.
You have to have a sense of, all right, yeah, you know what? This means nothing to people just listening with audio. Jared, you've been gone for a little bit. You've been doing some college classes, working on becoming a master of something. What's been going on?
If you could say becoming a master of things, I feel like most of the stuff that I'm learning about is like just, it's stuff that I've been doing at work. And it's stuff that, like, it doesn't matter how much you know, people will resist using it anyway. Like, for anybody out there, maybe that knows this, it's the agile methodology and like kind of the correct way of using it, I guess. And the other one is like a business analyst class, or not business analyst. How do I phrase it? Systems analyst. So finding out how somebody wants a program to work and then breaking it down in a way that you could hand it off to people to make that thing. And as far as the agile stuff goes, we do it at work already. So a lot of the classwork seems really redundant and not worth it, to say the least. And then the other class.
Welcome to college.
Yeah. And then, well, and especially for anybody, I think, that's had real-world experience with either of these two things, it's like you're breaking down these two concepts unnecessarily and making work out of things that are just people's experiences and what they thought worked better than other ways. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's being paid for, so... And that was most of my motivation. Not really. Obviously, there's the motivation of, like, I wanted to learn more and, like, you know, do more with what I know, I suppose. But it was definitely an incentive to get started, having it, you know, be paid for and such through work.
Is your employer paying for it?
Yes. Yeah, so they'll cover the tuition portion up to $5,000 a year, which is awesome if you'd like to continue your education. 'Cause it's not too little where you couldn't like do more classes than you were thinking, and it's not too much where like you could go full time, you know, that sort of thing where they like, I think they've set the cap so that you could be a full time student. Or not a full-time, a part-time student trying to, like, do your master's in 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
That's pretty cool.
Or, two years to that time frame.
So, along with the books, if you will, what else have you been doing? Have you been playing any more video games? Any Rocket League?
Mostly Rocket League, because it's such a quick game to pick up, and the queue times are, like, 3 seconds max on an average basis. Three seconds is average. Which is fantastic if you've got 10 minutes to spare and you want to play a game. It's like, oh, I would like to play a game. I'm in a game. Okay. So, but actually they made an announcement recently. This was just a rumor I heard from my friend, but it was, that they're going to make a big content update with cars and maps. I think that's really about all the content can be if they want to stay true to what the game is. They can't modify like core aspect of it at all without kind of destroying it.
I believe I also read that they were going to do their first like big DLC or something soon.
I would just call it DLC, but because their last DLC pack was just something to get your money. It was like, oh, here's two cars, and yeah, that's about it.
Do you want some more
give
hats?
Us $5. Yeah. Do you want another funny hat that you won't use?
You got to fly that Afghanistan flag, though.
Yeah. I had a group of people I played with, and we all just fly the German flag. And it's kind of funny for anybody that actually notices it. That's the other thing, is that nobody really like cares about whatever you put up. Like, oh, you're from Croatia. No. Okay.
Afghanistan.
Cool story. Okay. But yeah, the most part, it's been like, read these three chapters, do this online assignment, do this thing, waste your time with this assignment. I'm not going to be very specific about this. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it, but one class takes about 3 hours of my time. The other one takes about 16, and it's really skewed, and I can't wait to be done with this one class that takes all my time. So I think it'll be better for other classes, but I may have false hopes. We'll find out next time.
Won't it take a while before you find out? Like,
yes. Months? Exactly. Yeah, like January 15th. Talk to me again. And we'll find out. Next time on French Quest Podcast.
The next time.
The next time I join. Yeah. Pretty much. It'll have to be pretty damn early in the semester, because things got out of control.
Those
quickly.
First couple of weeks where you don't do anything, Jared, and then it catches up with you.
Yeah. I really, you know, I think online classes are much better about the way that they go about them, in that they understand people have somewhat like fixed schedules, and there's not a lot of, you know, room for like, oh, we're going to meet at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, you better be there. And instead they have like all the content for 5 weeks posted, and then you just like do it at your pace. The trouble is that I think these are, it's like attend class in these few options, and we've got weekly assignments due, which I don't like, but I do think it keeps you on track if you're somebody who's not good about that.
But that's the thing, though. If you're in your master's degree, you should, if you don't, can't handle your shit,
yeah,
you shouldn't be getting your, you shouldn't, you didn't, yes, even get your bachelor's degree.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be in this position.
So that would take me off quite a bit, because they have those assignments you're talking about that are just like,
and they do
keep you on track.
Well, here, let me give you a sample of an online question. So like one of the weekly assignments is to be able to respond to discussion boards, and it's in,
bullshit.
It's in reference to one kind of series of assignments, because we've got one book that we read out of for this one class, and it's kind of like here's a few success stories about this kind of core principle of trying to solve a problem, and then our job is to go online and post to these discussion boards. So here is one from last week. In Blankety Book, the authors talk about finding the feeling to motivate a change in a business or personal level. This is about motivating and inspiring change. I'm sure you have examples to share. Think of a coach that used emotion to inspire his players.
This is so horrible.
There are many other examples I'm sure you can provide. And what? that was one of the posts. We have to, yeah, respond to that.
Did you talk about your first football life, Jared?
No, I think I avoided that.
Oh, you should have. It would have been great.
I should have.
I got a concussion this one time, but the coach was really motivated to get back in the game.
To stay in and fight through the pain.
Yeah, that's what I learned, to always fight through the pain.
So I didn't really learn. I'm potato. I'm, you know, it's like, yeah. So anyway, that's
example.
That crap each week. Oh, and if you don't participate, like participation is some like 10% of the grade. It's weird. I hate, it's so dumb. Participation and group grading. Neither of those show any amount of like skill for an individual or trying to learn a subject. Anyway, I don't want to talk about school. I want to talk about games. I want to hear about what you guys are doing, or people in the audience, people out there that are living their dreams out.
Well, I found a
that are less shitty.
A YouTube channel you guys should check out. I feel it's the name of the person, which is Shirley Curry, and it's a new YouTube channel, and it's this grandma
Shirley what
Curry.
Oh, Curry, Shirley like. Curry. Okay, I was looking up Shirley Curly, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I tried to enunciate it, but it's impossible.
This person made 4 videos?
Yes, and the only ones you care about are her. It's an old lady playing Skyrim.
Okay, so this is like a real photo then.
It's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Just the way she talks.
How did I've seen this photo right on the front page of my... Oh, I almost watched this during lunch too.
You should have.
Oh my gosh, this is... This is awesome.
She just plays and she commentates it, and the commentary is fantastic.
Okay, I'm sold on checking this out. She plays this Skyrim. Awesome. She plays Ark.
What? This is awesome.
It's I'm gonna watch perspective.
I'm gonna watch the rest of this when we're done, but.
Yeah, you should. There's 2 episodes. They're both like 20 minutes.
So she actually watches it. I mean, plays it, right?
No, she's playing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you commenting.
Because she's playing on easy, obvious. It's not obviously, but she is. And there's some really funny things she does. Like, she uses a greatsword, and she only uses the charge attack, which is like an overhead attack. So anytime an enemy walks over it, she just does like this massive overhead swing and insta-kills everyone.
Oh man.
And then so I don't you two both played Skyrim, right?
Yeah.
I've played enough to know
if you fight like a small battle and you kill the last person, there's kind of like a cinematic type thing.
Yeah.
Less cinematic like kill.
Final kill.
Yeah.
And her character with the greatsword always does this one where the person slices at like their legs first and then like hits their throat. And every time she does it, she just yells, "At the knees!" And then she just keeps talking about how much she loves slicing people's knees.
What the hell?
Man, that's like you playing Fallout, loving to slice those calves. Or,
yeah. The calves. That was great.
The calf slayer.
It's funny. The only there's some things that, like, as experienced Bethesda game players that, like, make you cringe. Like, she'll put a helmet on and then drop a helmet that's better. Huh. And then she'll have, like, 16 shields for some reason. And she's not, and she's using a two-handed weapon, so she can't even use a shield.
Yes.
It's just small stuff like that. But overall, it's like she's trying to do stuff like... She's just doing one of the most one of the first quests you get in the first town, which is you have to go get this golden claw for this guy. But if you guys know, any of all the claws have like they have an three animal symbols on them that open up a special door.
Oh, to get
some sort of loot or power up or something, but. Yeah, in the first episode, it's the one where you fight the giant spider. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yep.
Yeah, and barely.
And she's kind of like freaking out a little, but she's just doing her overhead attack over and over again.
That's great. Oh,
it's great. She tries to be sneaky, but it doesn't work ever.
That sounds like me playing just about everything.
How are you sneaky when you're killing people with a greatsword?
That's that's the challenge in it, you know? You just gotta try hard.
And she's a Khajiit.
Repetitively.
Which is hilarious. The cat human person.
How appropriate.
Because she's probably a cat lady at this point.
Could be.
Not saying there's anything wrong with that for the
lovers
out there.
Or that
her
that's a stereotype.
Like she refers to all of her audience members as her grandkids.
Okay.
So, it's that's interesting. Great. She's put out an episode like every other day so far. It's a relatively new thing. The last episode came out yesterday and it was the second one. So we should have one. And she puts them out like at 3 a.m. our time. So
I guess the part that interests me is how she got into or like the production aspect of this. Like, cause it's one thing to be like sit down, play a game. And then I think it's like a whole nother to capture a game and be able to comment while you're doing it. Not saying a person couldn't do it, but, I wonder if she just do a straight through 20 minutes and then like cut and that was the video?
There's no video editing whatsoever.
Okay.
Because there's like, cause you know how when you walk through doors.
Yeah, there's stuff, loading there's
like,
and stuff.
There's like 30 seconds of loading sometimes. She just leaves that in.
Yeah.
Which at the end of the day isn't that big of a deal, but.
I might have to read into this a little more.
But like as not an experience, but like a high end type. Playthrough would cut that stuff.
Right. Okay.
And there's a lot of stuff of her, like the second episode, half the second episode is just her managing her weight.
Right. I feel like everybody has that experience with either like an Elder Scrolls or a Fallout game. Yeah. It seems like that's always the horror story I hear about. It's like, you're over encumbered. What does that mean? Why am I over cucumbered? I don't understand. I think, and somebody I know was playing Fallout, and they gave up on the game because they didn't understand what like that meant or what. I think they said they misread it or something, and they just interpreted it totally wrong, and they just gave up on the game. I'm like that's a
horrible
stupid reason
to give up on the game.
Stupid. Like talk to somebody who's played the game, like. Like this is like a metro scene all over again. It's like you struggle with something for 10 minutes. Stop. Just go online and look it up. You know.
You got to YouTube that one part. And you got to shoot that one board.
Yeah. Just give up. Go shoot the. Yeah. Find some guy who shot the board, and do that. Just go back to the game. Don't struggle with it for like 8 hours and walk, you know, a half a mile an hour across the wasteland. Anyway, so
Matt, what have you been up to?
Madden.
Yeah. The new one?
Eighth. Yeah. My league, you weren't here last week, Jared. My league started up and shit's getting heavy. I'm 8-2-1. I had a tie, which was an interesting concept.
You can still get ties in the NFL?
Yeah, there's one overtime period, and if no one scores in the overtime period, it's a tie.
Huh.
So, basically, that one had to be reviewed by the commissioner because there was like any tie, because ties are so rare in the NFL, and they're even rarer in Madden that like there could have been some. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, we both
cheating?
Tried to make it a tie, not cheating because it wasn't cheating, like coercion or something.
Collusion.
Collusion, there it is.
Yeah.
That's the exact word I wanted. But you can watch the last 20 seconds of the game where I'm on like my own 35 and the final four plays are me just chucking the long ball trying to get into field goal range.
I feel like they couldn't leave that up to any other statistic to decide that. Not saying that's how they should, but like, oh, you know, like you were able to go farther to get these 38 points than other player. Should you get more points for that? Or like, should you win? I don't know. That's how I would decide it.
I have troubles with that idea. Not because it's not a good idea, but I just think it's against the sport or like the competitive nature. Right? I don't know.
It goes against your morals for that game.
It goes against my morals for like the purity of football in some weird way.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, I've also been watching the Game of Thrones, trying to finish the second season. And I have to say, the magic has been ruined because of people like being like, oh, the second season, that's where blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
that's when Dumbledore dies.
Great.
Man.
Great. Yeah. In case you didn't know out there, Dumbledore dies. but yeah, it was like the way I wanted to phrase it was the sparkle of the show is gone. And I'm just left with like a show that's been really heavily produced and, you know, set up and had the environment prepared for this video being made. Because there is a ton. That's what I've noticed about the show is there's just so much like work that has to be put into a single episode. It's ridiculous. You know, all these people gearing up in their armor and like it's just or taking their armor off, as I've noticed.
Because like before seasons start, there's always like those weird 15-minute things on HBO. Like, oh shit, we have a 15-minute gap here. Let's throw in this HBO first look. And they go into a lot of the production, and it's, yeah, they spend a shit ton of money on that show.
Oh, do they like show, like, oh, here's a clip of them producing this scene, or no, they'll something
go into
like that?
They'll go into, like, they'll talk to the producers and stuff, and they'll, like, show all the, like, because they'll have, like, they have tons of locations all over the world.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, I just, I don't know if there's people out there that have seen it, but, I just watched the episode last night where the siege is happening on the city. It's basically the first major battle.
King's Landing?
Yes, King's Landing with the ships and everything.
The Battle of the Blackwater?
Yes.
One of the best moments in the series.
Oh, great. So now it's all downhill?
No, it's just, I'm a big...
Personally, I don't think it's one of the best moments.
I'm a big Dinklage fan, or more specifically...
Dinklebot.
Yes, Dinklebot, exactly. So, I mean, obviously spoils for people who have not seen any of it, but the point where... is it Pod? What's his name? Podrick? Who? Pod. Where
Podrick.
Pod spears the guy in the back into his throat to save... you've seen this, right?
Yeah. Okay, just making sure. That's at the end.
That is such a great scene. I love that part so much.
That's pretty cool.
Like I'm a huge Podrick fan. I'm a huge Tyrion fan, for that matter. So,
yeah,
that's why I love that scene.
Yeah, it's kind of like I don't know. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't feel like there's an exorbitant amount of story for the show. And like, I guess the thing I always keep going back to is like Khaleesi and her stupid ass dragons. Like, my dragons will rule the world. My dragons are stolen.
The first few seasons, whole Khaleesi stuff was never my. I never enjoyed any of that. Really,
I have yet to enjoy a scene with her in it. And yeah, it's like. Kind of a dead, it's like a giveaway in the fifth whatever season they're on now, because it just won all those Emmys, and like the image for that cover is just a dragon, you know, approaching the cover, I guess. So it's like, of course they're going to live, they're going to be fine, somebody's going to have control of them. Okay, moving on without too many spoilers, I guess. But this is the spoiler cast.
Dumbledore
dies.
I imagine if you if you read a lot of news sites in particular that will show entertainment news, you might already be getting. Okay,
I don't have time to waste like that.
There's one very big thing that has happened that's quote unquote kind of unveiling itself. But yeah, Menomina.
Okay.
Hopefully you get up to season 6 by the time it airs. That'd be pretty cool to be able to talk about it with everyone.
That'd be a lot of... just be a lot of viewing.
We just renamed the podcast into Game of Thrones cast that probably exists.
Could, yeah. Most likely. Some of those fans out there. The ones that dulled my image of the show.
Those dicks.
Yeah. Bastards.
Like us, probably.
Like Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Bastard.
I hate
Jon Snow.
There's, oh, really? That's a shame, because he's the best.
Screw.
No, I hate him, too.
He's so good.
He's so stupid. He's
too, that's the thing. He's too much of a goody-goody.
Yeah. Especially for this show.
Exactly. That he doesn't belong.
Nah. You know who does belong? Now that the guy who I wish was still alive is not? Dog. Does he stay around?
Dog? Who?
You mean the Hound?
No, isn't his name Dog? He was like the king's knight that protected him at all times.
The Hound.
The Hound.
Why does he call him Dog then?
As a derogatory.
Yeah,
term.
Some people might insult him as the Dog or Dog.
And no, Joffrey's kind of a dick if you haven't realized that.
Yeah,
yet.
But Joffrey's always referring to him as Dog.
Joffrey is Jared's favorite character.
Screw him too.
He leads with such prestigious notions.
Yeah.
And nobility.
Go to the cellar during this war. Go. My son.
What are your feelings on Jaime Lannister right now?
I don't even know what's happening. Jaime Lannister, they have my son. Okay, let's go to war. Okay. He escaped. Oh, wonder why. Mom, what'd you do? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. God damn it, woman, just tell me what happened. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll let him go. And yeah, I don't know. I can't stand him because of his great acting.
Because of his great acting and his great looks. His appearance.
Yes.
You strive to be Jaime Lannister, but since you are not, you have to hate him.
Right.
Much like all of us. Don't worry. Don't worry, Jared.
Yeah.
Have you already been introduced to... I probably can't say anything, I'm just going to stop there.
Might as well tell me. The show has lost its shine for me.
I think you will enjoy it more so once you get into season 3, 4, and so on.
Okay. You think more?
More so in season 3. I'm really bad at remembering what happens in each season, especially because I binge watched the first 4 seasons in 2 weeks.
I think part of the problem is so many people have watched it. I get so many different views and opinions on it.
Yeah, that's probably...
Look, everything goes downhill after the first season. Meh, the second season's okay. Meh, the third and the... you're the next meh. Meh, third and fourth season's pretty good.
if my meh is going to happen, they're all really good up until the last season.
Yeah.
Which was literally
and then
the worst.
I'm going to keep watching and then Matt's meh is going to happen.
And even then, the last season, I would agree, is probably the weakest season. But I kind of saw it as the season that has to happen for other things to happen.
Okay.
So
it's the season where they caught up to the books and they don't know what they're doing.
Then they had to talk to George R. R. Martin. No, there's still a lot of shit that they haven't covered that has already happened
but
in the books.
But I don't think I think they're going not going to cover it, though.
I'm pretty sure the whole what can I say that is not dangerous? The Iron Isles, that's all gonna happen next season. I'm pretty sure
that's gonna happen.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen. We're gonna see Urine. That name doesn't mean anything to Jared.
Urine.
That's a great name.
What
oh my
awesome
god! I just caught that. Oh, all right. Well, let's get back to you, Matt. What else have you been? Well, actually, before I ask what else you've been playing, what would you say overall between Madden 2015 and 2016? Is it that much better of a game? What's changed? What's better?
Just all of the passing styles is completely different, which makes the game a lot more dynamic and a lot more, it's a lot more player driven as opposed to attribute driven, which I like quite a bit. Whereas opposed to like your wide receiver has better skills than this cornerback, therefore when you throw the ball, he's going to catch it and he's going to be better. Well, now it's when you throw the ball in Madden 15, you threw the ball, and while the ball's in the air, you're doing nothing on both sides most of the time. Yeah. I want to say about 90% of the time, you're just waiting for the guy to catch it or not catch it. Now, about 100% of the time in Madden 16, it's making you become the wide receiver and the other guy who's playing becoming the defensive player, and you have to play against each other and use a lot of different mechanics to catch the ball, intercept the ball, bat the ball down. Mm. How do you catch the ball? Do you catch it just to catch it and fall down? Do you catch it to continue running? Do you try to do a spectacular catch because it's a bad throw? Are you even playing defense on offense and just trying to bat it down as an offensive player because it's a terrible throw and it's right to the receiver or the defender? How do you play the receiver on defense? Are you playing the receiver? Are you going to play the ball? Are you going to try and swat the ball, catch the ball?
Man, the way I've always played the game was the second was the way that you just described. I was like, I need to take control now that the ball's been thrown. And that's why I suck so bad at the Madden games. Is just like, oh, okay, now the ball's in the air. Okay, now I need to beat this other guy. Let's keep playing. And then I lose.
Yeah, now there's no gap anymore between like throw and catch of playing, which again would, in the other games, it was a second, 2 seconds max with the ball in the air, you not doing anything. But now it's you have to do it, or the other guy's going to do it, and he's going to take the ball from you. And it's a different, like, you can be a good passer. Like, I've been putting up good balls in the air, but if you're a bad receiver, you can totally fuck up everything. Like, you could, as a player, you can be a bad receiver, but you're putting up perfect passes, and if you're not playing the passes right, you totally just fuck it all up. And that's really frustrating, because like,
yeah,
as someone who's played these games for a long time, you throw the ball up and you're like, yep, that's it, that's the touchdown. And then I'm like, oh shit, I gotta take over and do this, and the other guy comes out of nowhere and just bats it down. You're like, god damn it, why didn't I go up for the ball?
Yeah.
But now that we've had, I think we're on week 14 or 15, and I don't know, I didn't tell you this, Jared, because you weren't here last week, but we have one guy who like records all this stuff via Twitch and posts it all on a Google Drive.
Okay.
And so there's film on everybody. So basically, I only will watch a little bit of it. I'll watch it during the playoffs for sure, but I'll only watch my divisional people because that's who I'll play the most.
Yeah.
And now that there's a lot of film on me, my offense is massively stagnant. And it's so sad. People know, like, okay, I'm going to run the ball, and every time I run the ball, I'm going to do a lot of, I'm either doing a trap or a counter. Like, those are my main two plays.
Okay.
I don't really have a powerful run game where everyone's running out there, but I have a lot of agile linemen that can move around and make a lot of big blocks.
Okay.
And because I'm, like, traps are fantastic. Yes. They're just gaping holes.
That's what I did.
My counters, I'll have, like, three guys just run from the right to the left. And then we'll just be gone for 20 yards. And then I'm really powerful out of the play action pass, the deep ball to my tight end. So basically what people have been doing is covering my tight ends a lot better, because they've been doing man-to-man with like linebackers, and my tight end Vernon Davis is like a 92 speed, I think, and their linebacker is like a 78. So with the play fake and the hesitation the linebacker has, I have like 4 or 5 yards on him almost the second I have an option to throw the ball.
Dang.
And I haven't had that in the last three games because people have been putting safeties or even bringing in a nickel back and putting them on my tight end, which is really causing me to look at new ways to score. But yeah, I think it's a... That's not technically part of the game, but it's part of our league, and it's really interesting to play that way, where you just watch someone play and be like, okay, he does this, and he does this.
Yeah.
But
maybe it's time to run the option, Matt.
I'm not going to run the option. Kaepernick's a fumble machine.
No one would suspect it. That's the thing. Just pull it out. See what happens.
I throw so many interceptions and I fumble the ball so damn much. I'm pretty sure I have 6 passing touchdowns and I have 10 interceptions.
What? On the season?
So far.
6 passing touchdowns and how many interceptions?
10.
Playing slightly shorter quarters, right?
10 minutes.
But still, that's not good.
But again, it's how do you throw your interceptions? This is another thing, like just like football theory in general, is like, is it better to, like on third, it's 3rd and 8, okay? And no one's open. What do you do? Do you take the sack? Do you try to force it down low? No, I just fucking throw the deep ball.
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, if I don't get the pass anyway, I'm going to punt it. And most likely, if they intercept it, it's basically like a punt.
Yeah.
So, and that's been happening a lot is people have been playing just tight coverage. Because that's basically what you do in Madden. It's 3rd and 8. You're going to cover the curls and you're going to cover the quick slants. Because fucking you could just abuse those if you don't cover them. So I'm like, I got a 1-on-1 matchup to the outside. Let's just fucking chuck it up. And then Kaepernick's horrible deep ball. His accuracy in the deep is 67, which is pathetic. So it never goes where I need to go. There's been times where I have men wide open, and I'm like stack my feet, so I have perfect technique, which is important in the game. And I'll throw the deep ball, and it'll like there'll be that indicator of where the ball's going to land, and it's like 5 yards out of bounds. What are we doing? Where are we throwing the ball?
Out of curiosity, and I know this, you might not want to say it just in case someone's listening, but do you plan on getting rid of Kaepernick at the end of the season?
I'm drafting a quarterback.
You're going to probably play up 5 seasons or so?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I need to pass the ball down. I need more accuracy. There's so many plays I have that I get guys open downfield and just fucking miss them. Like, if you play as anybody, like a good quarterback, and you have those guys, like I've been playing against good teams with good, like I played against the Packers, or I showed you that game, I don't remember what it was, but I think against me, the guy went, he only had 13 passes, but he completed 12 of them for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns. So he's throwing the deep ball to open people, and he's connecting every time. It's just, you can't miss wide open deep people in this game. And I've been missing so many that it is ridiculously frustrating. Like,
missing,
especially in a game.
Like going like short or like the receiver, you
not
can't control
fault.
Him.
Not the receiver's fault, just horrible throws.
Okay.
Just from his bad deep accuracy.
Just throwing and off that back.
No, that's not even it. This is like perfectly set, clean pocket.
Okay.
Oh God. I've all my games have been close though. So it's been a really fun season. Like the most I've won by is I think 10.
Hmm.
And I was talking to Neil earlier in the week about this game I won where this guy, he scored a touchdown with 4 seconds left. And then I got the ball back and I have one play effectively. And I have a single back 3 wideouts and 1 tight end, and I'm sending everybody except for the running back, and I just throw a deep ball to Vernon Davis, and because the guy was playing the wrong coverage, he catches it and just runs for a touchdown easily with the clock expiring, and I really already accepted that I lost the game, and I'm like, holy shit, I won. And that just, it was, there's been a lot of really good moments like that.
Whereas your opponent, like you guys are talking over chat this whole time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oof. How's the trash talk?
It's pretty good. Like, some people yell some weird shit, though. Like, just one word repeated.
Well, you mean as a way to psych you out, or what?
Like, in a Tourette's sort of way? Or what?
No, just like as a hype word or something. I forgot what this one guy yelled. He was, like, played that game, like, 2 or 3 nights ago. Oh, he just kept yelling house. Like early in the game, I threw a pick, And he was just screaming the word house.
Oh, man.
And then he was trying to do all these, juke moves with his, cornerback, and then Kaepernick just laid him out. But, yeah, I got, 4 or 5 torn ACLs, which is rough.
Do you think the injury slider that's been moving around all season, well, not all season, but at the start, needs to be tweaked again?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ACL tears, all on fucking linemen. How do they tear their ACL so often?
Do you think the injuries are pretty evenly spread across the league, though?
Yeah. I haven't had any major injuries yet, with knock on wood, but Kaepernick still got that strained abdominal muscle. He's had it the entire fucking season. He's not getting pulled. Blaine Gabbert is like a 62 overall. I can't have him in a game. But it's really reduced. So when you're have certain injuries and you can play, it reduces certain stats you have. So this one reduces Kaepernick's speed by 10, which is horrifying. Because I just started running him more with the read option. So he's just really slow. He's not slow, but he's not burning people, which is sad. And he's a fumble machine. He can't hold on to the fucking ball.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes. Oh, literally, anytime you get sacked, the ball's out. It's so bad.
Jeez. Bop it.
But, yeah, my defense in that game is ridiculously good. I've come to the conclusion that, I'll let you drive down the field, but if you can get a sack on the quarterback, that's you basically, for me, if I can sack your quarterback, you're not going to be able to get past the next first down. Sacks are so important in that game. I think it isn't all football,
but even more so.
Down and probably because then you could change your defensive. And you get sacked on first down, and it's now 2nd and 15. Okay, well the offense isn't gonna. You could think of what the offense is going to do, and you could totally just, leave some areas open. Okay, I'm going to leave the flats open and put extra coverage over the middle. Okay, and then he's going to get the flats, and he's going to get maximum 5 yards. Okay, 3rd and 10. Fucking man blitz. He doesn't have enough time to get anybody open or develop any 10-yard routes before I can get to him or put pressure on him. So he's going to have to try something, which is either going to get a 10-yard completion or force interception. And those are both, that's a toss-up most of the time. So, it's the defensive stuff. I'm really, at first, in the beginning of the season, I was having these high-scoring games, so I would have to, fucking score a shit ton of points just to stay in it. But now I'm winning games, 10-3, which is what I want.
10-3.
Yeah.
That is low.
It's great. It feels great. Not, they just have a drive. You throw an interception, and they're at, the 50, and then they have to punt. And then they don't even get close enough. They can't get, 15 yards to get a field goal. You're like, fuck, yeah. This is great. But, yeah, other than Madden, I haven't been playing much. I haven't started the free Tomb Raider Definitive Edition yet.
Definitive. What makes it definitive?
It has all the DLC and updated graphics.
Definitive.
It's the defining version, the version that you could say defines the entire experience.
Well, basically what happened was they couldn't say Game of the Year because it hasn't been out for a year yet, but it was in that awkward place where it came out as a 360 PS3 game.
Huh.
And was but we really want people who just bought their Xbox One to be able to play this, so let's just update the graphics and throw in the DLC.
Exactly. Definitive.
Was that the same situation that happened with The Last of Us, or was The Last of Us out for a year before that happened?
It might have been out for about a year, but they definitely re-released it for that, basically that same reason. Get it right. Next gen.
But did it have the DLC on it?
It had some. I don't think that game had. Oh, wait, no, because one of the DLC.
It was some bullshit LE1.
I think that came with it, but I'm not entirely sure. I still have my download code for that someplace for my PlayStation 4. Never used it.
You'd like it, because you just talk to the... It's just a lot of talking, Neil.
Hey, that's what I'm into. And stealth. I'm talking about the, you know, the core game itself.
Right, if that's considered stealth.
There's some stealth. Hiding from monsters, man. Shanking them with your shivs. On sandy shells, shellfish, seashells. With shells.
Can you really call that stealth? After playing Metal Gear Solid, Neil, can you really still call Last of Us stealth?
I can call it bad stealth, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, then Skyrim has bad stealth, too.
Oh, it's the worst stealth, but yes.
I don't know, man.
Is my eye open yet? Nope, it's not. Okay, I'm good.
What about those Halo stealth sections where all the grunts are asleep?
those are great. that was a pretty funny point in that game.
You know, there's like multiple of those in all the Halo games, and I fuck up all of them.
At least you don't have to feel so bad. What if they were elites that you could just one hit? Like white elites. Or whatever color.
Gold is the color you're looking for.
Are they the strongest in Halo 1? Or Halo Combat Evolved?
I think so. That's the Zealot one with the swords. Remember the sword part?
Oh, I thought those were white.
No. Well, the invisible ones are white because those are actually Spec Ops guys. But
Spec.
Not actual Zealots.
Speaking of Spec Ops, I was actually going to segue into some news. I was curious.
Call of Duty Ghosts?
What's that?
Two? Call of Duty Ghosts?
No, I was actually going to bring up Tomb Raider.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3?
Yes.
Damn.
Yesterday, Microsoft released a new gameplay trailer for Rise of the Tomb Raider. Did you check it out, Matt?
No.
Don't even ask me.
It's a trailer.
It's a bargain bin game anyway.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I ain't buying that.
But you're enjoying regular Tomb Raider, granted for free. Or Lara Croft, I mean. Lara Croft.
Lara.
Doesn't... Yeah, free really makes it feel a lot better.
True that.
It's totally a $20 game.
Using this kind of as our segue into news, though... I know you felt kind of sad not being able to talk about Hunt the Truth for months now, but Matt, you have good news for us?
Yeah, they started, I didn't start, episode 0 came out of Hunt the Truth season 2, with the big release of the cast, the most notable being Mark Hamill. Is now part of the Halo universe.
Joker.
or Luke Skywalker.
Does this mean that Mark Hamill's going to be or is already in Halo 5?
No, it does not mean that.
Could it mean that he could be in DLC?
It could. It could mean he was in Halo 5, but it doesn't actually prove it. Because these are kind of build-up type deals.
Sure. It would be... He would be a very excellent talent to have in your cast if you could net him.
I mean, their talent is already ridiculous for all these games, and especially Hunt the Truth. It's insane.
Are there any other notable names in Hunt the Truth that are not or are most likely not going to be in the game?
Colby Smulders, Keegan-Michael Key, the fucking guy from Silicon Valley, the Indian looking guy.
Oh.
I don't know his name, his actor name, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's good.
Those are a few off the top of my head.
I don't. Speaking of. Silicon Valley. They haven't announced season 3 yet, have they?
I don't think they have, no.
Silicon Valley. When does it premiere? Anyway,
I'm pretty sure Silicon Valley season 3 was confirmed a while ago.
I mean, 2 just ended, so I don't see why it would be soon at all.
That's what I was.
Here, one second. At. I totally saw.
Yeah, but that cast was recently on Conan playing the Conan crew in Halo.
I saw that. I watched that on my lunch break.
Because Conan does those great videos.
That was a great video. I really like, he's got a fantastic YouTube channel. If there's anybody out there looking for like a great like 5-10 minute video,
you should watch his Tomb Raider review.
He's
I think I've already seen it, to be honest.
There's lots of screaming and yelling, surprisingly. Was that speaking of the when they play the Silicon Valley group in Halo, was there anything like released that was like new as a part of? So like they did the video and they had them playing the game. Was there anything released from that video intentionally?
It was a new map.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was looking at the map and of course
it was like some weird underwater thing.
Conan was focusing way too much on the map. Of course, instead of actually playing the game. And he noticed cuz he's like looking out of this underwater base into the ocean and there's like this giant sea creature and he's just like he's way too into it. it was really fun to watch them play each other. Especially what's his co-host's name? Richter or
Andy.
Andy
Richter.
He's so funny. I almost like Andy more than Conan at times.
You know, that's a good part of his show is that he's got probably the best like co-host.
Yeah, co-host. I would call him the co-host
compared to any of the people. Like him and I don't like Kimmel's, Fallon's I like, but other than that, they're not really an asset. They're more of a liability.
Yeah, because like I don't know if you. Sorry, I'm getting on this Conan tangent, but there's a video where he throws a bachelor party for the
oh yeah,
the production manager, like the head guy in charge of making an episode happen, and he's just like this. I don't know. I really can't tell if he's like intentionally like how he is or not, but he's just so soulless. In these videos, like they're like, so what do you want to drink, you know, for your party that you never had? And he's like, well, I would like a sparkling water if we could. And like, and Conan's like, okay, bring in the Jaeger. They just like plop this giant Jaeger bomb machine right on his desk. And they just start pouring drinks. It's so funny. So check them out. It's a great channel. It's a good way to get you to cut your cable if you pay for that nonsense monthly, along with some other bullshit package deal. Okay.
Being a football season, it's hard to think about cutting cable.
Well, see, that is why people still have cable, I believe, is for sports specifically. And like those are their own separate thing, I feel like, from the rest of cable. Because a lot of the like, isn't a lot of the premium stuff you have to pay for separately anyway?
Yes and no. Like there would be certain solutions. Like when you say that sports is separate from cable,
it feels like it entirely.
There are like the NFL access networks or NBA, whatever the heck it is, where you get like basically every game that's not on TV in your local area or on the major networks.
Yeah.
But if you get those packages and didn't have cable, which I don't know if that in and of itself is possible, you wouldn't be able to access the ones that are playing on Fox or CBS or whatever the major markets that do NFL are now.
And those are usually the local games, to point that out.
Yeah.
And so,
like, if you ever wanted to watch Chiefs, you have to be able to get CBS.
And so the interesting thing is that if you don't live in America, you can actually get a pretty fantastic service through the NFL that will let you watch any game you want. But as soon as you enter in America, that service is no longer
not a valid option or any.
Exactly. And it totally has something to do with network.
You just don't have any local. You can't see any of the local, like the local Fox game, the local. It cuts out like 5 or 6 games.
Oh, right. I mean, so there are actually specific apps that you can't get if you're a resident of America.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Knowledge, thanks to, what is his name? Epic Name Bro. I think that's his YouTube call name. But he's someone emailed us about him, but I started watching and he was talking about that in one video. Just the source.
But yeah, I think if those become their own separate and easily accessible, like media, it's just going to be all over.
That's too hard to do though. There's too many sports,
and
they don't work together whatsoever.
That's part of the challenge, I think. But
like the NBA isn't getting together with the NFL to make some sort of deal.
Is it possible that a current agreement could eventually collapse, and the major TV stations that we know, or cable stations we know of today, basically end up losing their power? And if you wanted to watch the NFL or NBA or whatever, you would just enlist into their services through internet instead?
Well, let me just point something out that hockey, I'm talking hockey in the United States,
sure.
From the United States gets paid $8 billion a year.
What?
You mean by television corporations or companies rather? Ouch, that's a lot. And to be able to turn that back over to, like, if you would expect that return from consumers, like end users, that seems unrealistic. Yeah.
I just really like the idea.
Football's making way more than that. They're not leaving cable anytime soon.
Yeah, that's
just like you could see. You don't want to lose that money. Who else is going to give you that money?
Well, I think there's an opportunity for more because of the like availability. Like if instead of buying cable, you're specifically buying, you know, whatever it is, service from ESPN or NFL. There's more granularity, and so like the people will instead be willing to pay more just for the content that they want. So instead of paying the cable company $150 whatever a month, they might just pay the NFL a month. For example, this is probably impractical, but they would just pay for the sports package of whatever for $50. You know,
the thing you got to think about though is that they don't really care about the consumer; they care about the cable companies. So ESPN only gets one NFL game a week. Huh. And it is Monday Night Football, and it's not even the most watched anymore. The most watched is Sunday Night Football, the NBC game, which is the only game they get a week. If we need, like, those numbers that they pay a year for just the 16 games they get are ridiculous.
Astronomical.
They get 16 games.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the only reason that there's multiple stations is because they have to compete and keep upping the price every time their deal's up. Or CBS is going to take Monday Night Football, or NBC is going to take another game.
Oh.
Or shit, TBS or some shit's going to take Monday Night Football.
TNT? What? This isn't the NBA. Excuse me.
Exactly. But like, they have to keep upping the prices for all these individual ones to keep what they have.
Okay, so maybe it's competition.
They did a thing where Thursday Night Football is actually broadcast by multiple stations. That was a couple years ago, where Thursday Night Football was CBS or the NFL Network. Huh. And they both paid for it.
Oh, man.
The NFL does not give a shit about the consumers. I know your idea is great and it's best for you, but it's not best for their pockets, which is all they care about.
Yeah. Right, right. No, I get that. That's probably what any enterprising, you know, company would choose to do.
Well, let's get back onto video game news.
Sure.
You know what? I just wanted to point something out since Jared's back, but guess what? What? your nightmare, like the worst case scenario has happened for you, Jared. Konami is no longer in AAA video game development.
The worst case? You mean like my dream?
With the exception of...
I don't have to like think about that anymore.
There is the exception of Pro Evolution Soccer. But aside from that, it looks like they are completely abandoning that market.
Good.
And thank interestingly you. Enough... Yeah, oh, thank sorry.
Jesus. Not entirely true. They said that they're not producing games. They're not. It doesn't mean they can't outsource them.
No, you're right. You're right. But like, they are not creating.
Like their Revengeance.
Instead of being called Konami Corporation.
I guess I should have elaborated there that they are no longer going to be firsthand like developing and creating right. the games themselves.
Okay,
they're still publishing.
The Fox Engine director.
I'm still going to have to hear the word Kojima though.
Especially when he joins another company, right?
Yeah, right. Inevitably.
Or is he joining another company, though?
He's probably not going to be for a long time.
Exactly. Or I don't think he's going to join. He's going to make his own.
I mean, he might. But you need to have a lot of funds for it. For a game or a project of his magnitude. And you imagine... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jared.
So then the name of the company will actually come to fruition. It'll be Kojami. Kojami Corporation will be a real thing.
Yeah, for his long development cycles, he's going to need a big publisher.
A very big publisher.
Because what? Phantom Pain was how many? Like 5 years?
Something like that.
Because they showed a tech demo in, like, I think 2011.
You gotta wonder. Well, yeah, I mean the whole Phantom Pain original trailer that was not named Metal Gear came out so many years ago, and it wasn't until... Are you eating a Kit Kat?
No.
Is it a Kit Kat? I'm just curious.
It is.
Okay.
How can you tell that? You are a wizard.
through the power of audio engineering. I was able to tell through the mouth movements exactly what kind of candy bar it was.
Or the crunch.
Mm.
Yeah, this good microphone helps with that, helps tell.
The thing is, I don't necessarily see him joining on to any projects like within the next year, maybe after a year. I imagine he probably just wants to... Well, that being said, if he takes some time off or anything... I think one of the reasons why he was creating such an, like, becoming such a nuisance with Konami is that he wasn't necessarily getting paid all that well. I mean, I'm sure he's fine off, but I wonder how long he can go jobless, so to speak. Go unemployed. Right.
Speaking of Kojami, Neil, how's the Phantom Pain treating you?
I haven't gotten too much more time into it. I'm maybe on to episode
16. I didn't mention it,
16?
But I did, over the weekend, one of my friends went out of town, and I did get about 8 hours in the game.
Oh, just playing it yourself?
Yeah. He went down to Miami for the Husker game.
Ah, so you were a house-sitting, I take
it? Left me the disc.
How is it for you?
I'm done with it.
Wait, so, oh, meaning like you've played so it, your fill's
played
done.
Enough. It's...
It's Ogre.
It's, in my opinion, is it a great game? Yes. But is it a great open world game? No. And I like how they did a lot of things with trying to make it, you can play your way. But even on the higher difficulties, if I want to like run and gun, it's way too easy. And it's so easy to take advantage of.
When you say higher difficulties, is that like a new game plus thing or something?
I think they're actually, there's difficulty ratings, Neil.
Where do you get those at? Is it in like the menu or something?
I thought it asked me when it started.
Ah, maybe I just like breezed through that.
I don't know. Well, I'm either on normal or the hardest one I could find.
Yeah, I might be blind.
Maybe, or I might just be talking out my ass there. But
I mean, I'll be honest, like partly why I want to keep this episode short is so I can actually go right back to playing Metal Gear Solid.
It's just you're so overpowered when you get detected.
Matt, don't you understand though? You are the legendary big boss.
But like bullet time, and then I just have my AR out and I just auto headshot everyone.
You're supposed to. You're the big boss.
I don't know, that doesn't make
soldiers across the world speak of how amazing you are. Big boss.
If you start gaming the system and like in hard situations instead of like trying to hide or stay out of it, like here's something that happened to me. There was one of the fucking missions I've played 60 times, it seems like. You gotta go capture someone or kill someone. That's another thing, the mission variety, good God.
Are you just doing the side ops a lot then, or?
No, I'm doing only main quests.
Ah, okay.
I don't do side missions, Neil. Who do you think I am? You? But I had to capture, I had to kill. And then I ran and I was like, I'm going to go in there and kill everyone. So I killed some people, and then he's like, oh no, he's going to get away on this truck. So I'm unalerted again. So I'm pointing my AR like at this, you know, one of those Jeeps, right, that has the lid off or the top off.
Sure.
And you're like, I can shoot him. And I'm like, why would I try and shoot him while he's driving? I'll just run out in front of the Jeep. The game will go into slow-mo, and I'll headshot him. And that happened. And I was like, oh, no. I've found too many ways to game it. And now it's not...
You could just turn off reflex mode.
And I could turn off the slow-mo, but I don't get... I think you need reflex mode. Because otherwise you're so damn it. I tried like playing without it. I'm like, why am I so fucking inaccurate? I'm big boss.
Wait,
I can't shoot straight.
Isn't reflex mode your slow-mo mode, your bullet time?
No, reflex mode's when you look down the sights.
Wait, what? You can turn off the...
I think so. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily...
You could turn off slow-mo.
Yeah, no, you can definitely turn off the slow-mo. And that's... If I start to have that problem, if I start to transition into I don't care, I'll just kill everybody mode, then I'll definitely turn that off to increase the difficulty.
Even if you're trying to stealth, and like, because if you're doing a good job stealthing, and then like you get detected once, and you just insta shoot him in the head with the trank gun.
Well,
the
point,
it's easy as fuck still,
right? But the point is not getting into that slow-mo or not getting that mode at all to begin with, because you get more incentive or more points that way. Not to say I'm actually doing anything for the points, but
exactly, because they don't do anything. Like if those had some effect on me rebuilding Mother Base, which is another, I think I don't want to build Mother Base because I've already fucking built it.
I did watch the Peace Walker cutscene movie, if you will, and okay. I don't know, man. I thought I was confused after Metal Gear Solid 4. I mean, it wasn't that Peace Walker was confusing, but I don't think it did a better job of telling me more about the story than like the essay it gave you at the start of the game and all the tapes to listen to. And then Ground Zeroes, of course, preluding to that.
I think... It does a good job. It doesn't do a good job, but does it?
It does a job.
It does a job of like, this is who Paz and Chico were, and this is why you care about them as Big Boss.
And so, okay, like just don't correct me. Don't say anything. But being what maybe like 16, 17 episodes into Phantom Pain. I don't think anyone's brought up Chico at all, so I'm just assuming at this point probably didn't fucking survive the helicopter crash. And then, you know, well, okay. So I understand why those characters are important, especially with playing through Ground Zeroes. But it's like, I guess watching Peace Walker kind of got me a little more familiarized with him. But damn, that game sure as hell seems like it must have been pretty fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to pat you on the back and be like, man, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Kind of.
Like the cutscene, like the gameplay cutscene parts where you have to like do quick time events. Oh man, those things look super painful.
Yep.
Or when you're riding the horse and you have to avoid the missiles, what the fuck?
Oh no. or just the battle with the Metal Gear in general.
Ugh.
What was that Metal Gear's name again?
Metal Gear Oh, I don't remember.
I did the bullshit about that was like you built it and then if you fight it, I'm like, what the fuck? I upgraded it too much.
Yeah, the boss battles in general, it just seemed like the guy was showing the gameplay of it or some gameplay edited down quite a bit. I would see him hit one of the mammal pods or AI pods and see like a sliver of health go down on it, and then you would see a cut and like the health would be down an eighth, and then you'd see another cut and then another bar's down. And even the abridged, edited versions of some of these boss fights were like 4 minutes long. So I'm like, holy crap. I really feel bad for you playing this.
Yeah, it's kind of... It is the beginning game in this trilogy that you're playing right now, though.
No, it would be... Well, I would argue it's the second game of the the four-part series.
You're throwing three in there?
Yeah, I'm throwing it in just because you're playing as... snake, or you know, venomous, naked, old boss, big boss.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think, well, at least in Peace Walker didn't use many characters from 3.
I don't think it, well, and it didn't use any, like, it didn't have any villains either. I mean, it had Hot Coldman, and it had the guy with
Hot Coldman.
And it had the guy with the prosthetic hand. But what Metal Gear is known by is the gimmicky bosses that are stranger than fiction. I know that's a movie name, a great movie name at that. But you know, what do you remember most about Metal Gear Solid 1? Or what could you say? Like you Psycho Mantis. What could you say about 2?
Ocelot.
Well, Ocelot or freaking being awesome. Freaking the bomber that rides on roller skates, because what the fuck was happening in that boss fight? Do you remember that?
Yeah, a little bit, not too much.
Oh my god, that and then in the third game it's totally Lien, the sniper. That's pretty iconic for me.
Yeah.
Which I do kinda want to point out, I love the fact that in Metal Gear Solid 1, it seems like every boss fight is kind of gimmicky. Like how you beat Sniper Wolf is not by sniping her, but you go get the directional, the missile that you can actually control. Fucking easiest way to kill a sniper ever.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't have that in 5. No. Anyways, that's just a giant tangent that I just jumped on there, but man, Phantom Pain.
Yeah, you did take the hard way to beat Quiet, though.
What is the easy way to beat Quiet?
Just drop a care package on her.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what I did.
What the fuck are you fucking...
Hacks.
What? That's the best part. This is why I love this game. Like,
see, I don't get... I understand that, like, that's cool, but does that makes it, like, goes a bullshit boss battle then.
It's just like that's been I understand you're not necessarily saying that this is bullshit because it's the first time it's happened. I'm just kind of pointing out, like, yes, it's bullshit. It's been part of the series for so long, like being able to end boss fights in Metal Gear Solid 3 by shooting your clock ahead 2 weeks or by just killing the sniper boss while he's in the wheelchair getting wheeled out of a cutscene. Like, I don't know. I really, really love the fact that I could have just dropped a care package on Quiet. I wonder how many people do that now, knowing that.
Judging by the forum I read, almost everyone. That's why I was watching you, and I'm like, Quiet, what are you doing, Neil?
Because I'm completely dark. I still don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, you don't try anything, though.
Well, yeah, yes and no.
You're not a risk taker.
You might be right. You might be right. I'm actually now I feel kind of proud of my win there. I wonder if it's still up. It is. I might just have to download that recording. I don't know. What else do we want to talk about?
I don't really have anything else.
I kind of I'll admit I kind of just want to start playing games again.
Ooh, I just want to watch this Skyrim old lady playing.
Oh, actually, yeah, I think I want to watch that too before anything else. I need to get some food too. Matt, what are you doing this week?
Well, next Monday is when the Rainbow Six beta starts, which will be nice, I hope.
Rainbow Six.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Ubisoft has a has their own game client, right?
For Uplay
for PC. It's called Uplay.
No, it's not just for PC, Jared. You have to use that shit on consoles too.
Why? to manage the game content?
Yes.
That sounds terrible. Because I already, like, I opened it and I didn't like it. And I didn't even have games in it yet.
That was literally the reason why I did not get it on PC.
Because like a week ago, I don't know what I was doing, but there was I think it was the Humble Bundle sale, had like 8 Rainbow Six games. And I was like, $10, why not? Because I've already got a collection of games I don't play. Why not add more?
Of course, logical.
Right. And so this is actually new gaming I could have talked about, but I played 5, maybe 10 minutes of like the original Rainbow Six, and it was so fucking hard to just get out of the menu system. I was like, my God, can I just shoot the terrorists? And I couldn't even do that. It was like impossible to play.
It's a planning simulator.
Yes.
That's why Neil likes it.
Yes. I love that game. So good.
And you can learn a lot about a game by playing the first version of it. Especially in my case, Rainbow Six. So thanks for the new games, Ubisoft. Why do I keep calling it Ubi? Isn't it
Ubi?
Ubi. Like Uber. Ubisoft.
Like, you have already confused me so much by it. I don't know which one's which now.
I feel like I've heard it both ways by everybody. Ubi and Ubi. Ubisoft?
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
Uber.
Ubisoft just sounds weird.
Ubisoft.
I think, Ubisoft
that
does.
Assassin's now that I'm thinking Creed about company. It.
Ubisoft.
Ubi. Yeah.
Oh, good thing I don't like any of their games, really.
Yeah. Good. This, boy, have we got a client for you. Jeez. Yep. They've got my information now.
What percent per completion are you?
25 or 24, I think.
Okay.
Is that good?
Does this
game have a lot of side quests?
There's a lot of side ops. At some point, I think I'm just going to stop doing side ops unless I know there's a reason for me to do it. Yeah.
You should use the...
Yeah.
You need to use the Inquisition methodology. Do I actually feel like this will benefit me, or do I actually care?
No. Okay, story
not
quest.
Doing it.
I also need to apparently start developing more weapons than just my bullshit weapons, my non-lethal weapons, because I ended up fighting the Skull unit another time.
You just need one good rocket launcher. That's all you need.
Yeah, I probably need that. But
six.
I encountered them again with like a trank sniper rifle, and
why did you get the trank sniper rifle?
Because
that's a lot of development. You spent a lot on that.
I'm a peaceful man. You know, a peaceful man. Yeah, no.
You know the
I think
the peaceful
I have
man
made
who just like. You just like shoot soldiers asleep and then you just send them back to your base so that they could become your soldiers somehow.
And then I dismiss them when I realize they're all E's. Or like D's and E's. It's like, you know what? I'm glad to have saved you and gotten you out of the battlefield, and now you're working for me for like a couple days, but you gotta get out of here, man. I'm sure the Russians will take you back.
Have you upgraded your Fulton all the way yet?
I don't know if it gets any stronger, but I can lift up tanks and cars.
Okay, I think that's full enough. Have you upgraded your binocular thingy?
Not like a whole amount.
You should do that too.
What I would say, I'm not even sure if I can all the way quite yet. It was hilarious when I realized that the easiest way to deal with tanks through stealth was just Fultoning them out. Like, attach a fucking balloon to this tank. Get him out of the battlefield. Get him out.
Rocket launcher.
So great.
I carry two rocket launchers sometimes, Neil.
How? A grenade launcher?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you're using an SMG, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Pistol, a machine pistol or something.
Man, I
don't know. If I get to that point, I'm starting to feel the woes of war hit me. I'm starting to feel like I need to just start killing people. Shell shock, whatever those things are going to be. I'm starting to feel like I just need to switch to some lethal ARs.
Once you get a decent team at your base, you're just like, and I'm, because I only knew I had a short period of time to play it, but it was kind of the same way in Peace Walker where, okay, Mother Base is staffed with all S plus people, so I'm going to kill everybody now because I just don't want to deal with people waking up.
Yeah. That I Fulton people out just so I don't have to deal with them sometimes.
That's totally... that's another thing I don't like about the stealth aspect. It's like, I could move this body and, you know, be stealthy, or I could just put this balloon on them that no one will see.
But sometimes they do.
Screaming.
Oh!
No one's...
Man,
they make that noise every time.
Think about the guy, like the last guy you Fulton out. Or like when he's standing alone at his base and he's just like, man, I've been hearing that sound all fucking day. Like, how many choppers are going above us? Holy crap.
I'm still under the aspect that there's no chopper in this game. I don't hear that.
Maybe it's a plane, then. I don't know. But you definitely hear something when it flies by, like when you Fulton them up, unless the Fulton has some self-propelling device.
I mean, it shoots into the air rapidly.
Whereas I saw in Peace Walker how it only just floats up, kind of.
It just kind of like an actual balloon where it just like barely goes up. And then you hear chur, 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 chur. Whereas this one's like rocketing millions of miles into the air.
You know what, guys? I think if it's... Oh, I was actually going to say, before we call it quits tonight, the girlfriend got me her story. Do you guys remember that game?
Yeah.
I'm actually...
Is this the deaf kid? Or sorry.
Blind.
That's perception.
No.
Yeah, there's perception.
There's another game where it's just like the world through the like feelings and
through hearing, right? And you have to hit hearing, your cane on
but
the
it's
ground.
Like a blind child and it's meant to be rated E for everyone.
Oh, no, maybe I haven't then.
Okay, never mind. I just remember it being so out of place at the, like, Xbox.
In the Xbox Live Arcade?
Live E3 presentation. Or was it E3? I don't know.
TGS, Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, it was at Microsoft Tokyo Game Show.
It's the only title they had. Anyway. Yeah, aside from that, I'll probably be talking more about that. I'm actually kind of excited to give that a shot. But, sweet. Yeah, her story.
Oh, there's so much leaked Halo stuff, Neil.
You just got to avoid it, man.
Just keep listening to Einon Zur's Fallout 4 new main theme.
I've watched that video. Did you watch the video, Neil, with Ron Swanson?
Oh, that was so stupid.
Yes, I did.
Why?
That was great.
Why is he doing that?
Another great actor that they put into the Halo world.
Yes, you can keep your credits. No, you cannot use them for shoes. Move on, soldier. I can't. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
All right, guys. I've had an excellent time recording episode 31 of FetchQuest podcast with you. We'll see you next week.
See you.